Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. If you would like to find out more and become a Major Spoilers VIP and help everything that we do, point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Hey, everyone, it is Steven Schleicher. Welcome to another weekend. I don't know what kind of weekend it's going to be for you. I know what kind of a weekend it's going to be for me. A weekend full of probably continued coughing and hacking. Well, that's okay. It's the weekend, and it is finally Friday. Joining me this week, Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hello, Steven.
Well, I can hear you this week.
Oh,
I wish
great.
I could get you a little louder, but for some reason
can
I can't.
You?
I can't for some reason. I've got you cranked all the way up.
Do I need to turn myself up?
Yeah, try it a little bit. I think it's just something
that?
Yeah, that'll work. There we go. You'll either be too hot or too loud.
Awesome.
Yes. Here's the bad thing. We are not on Alpha Geek Radio this week for a couple of reasons. The first reason, BlizzCon is going on right now in Irvine, California, place where I used to live, by the way. And I got a funny story about that involving Blizzard. I can tell you in a little bit.
All right.
So that's the first reason. I don't want to infringe on anything that they're doing live. I guess I could have looked to see what they were doing live. The second problem is we have still not figured out how to get the audio to go through this live audio streaming system, out to Alpha Geek Radio. Now, Todd, I knew, was going to be busy this week, so I didn't want to bother him. I searched all over. I went online. I actually found a really good resource online for fixing this problem. Should have worked. Didn't. So back to the drawing board.
Ugh. Technology.
Yeah. So so I'm going to be hacking and coughing and pushing the
mute button.
The cough button. That's what it's called. The cough button.
There you go.
On and off throughout the show. But this show is all about getting in contact with you, or you getting in contact with us. So what you want to do is you want to call 785-727-1939. That's the Major Spoilers hotline, 785-727-1939. Or you can find me on Skype, Steven_Schleicher, and we'd be happy to take your call live, join in on the conversation. I thought there was one more person who was supposed to join in today, but I didn't see her respond back to me, so I don't know what's going on there. If you're over on the YouTube channel, the comment section is up, and it's what is right there below that I just scrolled past. Toby says it's his birthday. It's his birthday weekend. So happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Toby.
Yeah, there you go. So you can send your comments and thoughts and everything right there. Hello, Jaramoa, everybody that is there. So Zach, what is going on with you this week as we wait our first caller?
Oh man. You know, I did a lot of driving today. We had a live shoot up in a little small town, and, well, we happened to forget the TriCaster somehow.
Oh no!
Yeah.
How did you manage to do that?
No idea. We packed the whole van yesterday with all of our equipment ready to go. Just drove up early to the office this morning, jumped in the van and took off, and drove for about 45 minutes, started unloading equipment. I said, hey, someone should grab the TriCaster out of the van. I go out to the van. Hey, look, no TriCaster. But I used my driving skills and got back to Hayes and grabbed it, and then got back to the shoot in time.
Oh man, what do you guys have? The 450?
We have a couple of them. We have an old shuttle which has gone to crap.
Yeah,
yeah. We got a 460 this summer.
Oh, okay.
And we have an old. We have a studio one, like a four channel thing, but not HD. I think the studio.
Yeah.
That's what we were using today.
So we don't have any of the original TriCaster 40s or anything like that?
No. The first ones we got were the small little SD shuttles.
And then
we've been upgrading our way. We just got the 460 this summer, and it's working out all right. We haven't got all the bells and whistles worked out yet, and we don't have everything going in right, but it's pretty nice. We don't have one of those sweet switcher boards you're showing.
I wish. Those are like $12,000 just by themselves.
I saw the new one up at 4 days this week.
What'd you think of that?
It's a whole building. That is just a sweet building. Oh my gosh. It's so nice.
I showed some video a couple of weeks ago that I had shot.
Yeah.
Just flying my little DJI Phantom around. And it's really impressive. A fun little building. It's really got a lot of good stuff inside, packed with all sorts of gear. If you've got a kid that wants to get into media production and doesn't mind living in the middle of nowhere, send them to Fort Hays State University. That is the place to go. That is the place to be. So
those
new
editing bays are sweet, and the audio recording booth is so soundproof. Yep. It's nuts.
It's not super soundproof because I could hear some people one day still talking outside, but that's okay.
It's quieter than what
we used to have. Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot this week. I mean, maybe you have some things that you want to talk about. I was really hoping that this other guest would have called in.
Yeah,
but I didn't know
some things to talk about.
I don't know where she's at.
Says
that she's offline.
Ah, poops.
So who knows? Ashley was going to join us today, but apparently not. She's too busy.
Darn it! You know they have that Indiegogo campaign that's been rocking and rolling.
Hey, they passed it. They passed it in 3 days.
That's awesome.
Now they have stretch goals to hit and so much more. It's the Red Shirt Diaries Season 2.
Uh-oh. Steven's coughing. I'm vamping.
It's pretty bad. I got to tell you. Has it
gotten any better?
No. I mean, wow. Wednesday I went to the doctor. We recorded. I told everybody to stay away from the Major Spoilers HQ this week when we recorded our main shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning on going to the doctor Wednesday morning, got up Wednesday morning, thought I was feeling good, went in. The doctor was like, well, we can't really do anything for you. Went home that afternoon. He gave me a prescription for some placebo thing is what I think it is. but then about Wednesday afternoon, I just started feeling like crap again. So I don't know what was going on.
Man.
And I've just been feeling crap in the afternoons. Wake up fine in the morning. And then by the afternoon, I'm worn out. Can't breathe, hacking left and right. So I've been going to bed pretty early too, like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
To get through everything. Getting your sleep. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, like 12, 13 hours worth of sleep, which is crazy. I don't like that much sleep, to be honest with you, because my dreams start to get really weird and spooky.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, like weird dreams. Like this one dream I had, I was talking next to this guy, you'll figure out who it's supposed to be here in a minute. And he was like, I want you to look down. And I looked down, and all of a sudden we were on top of this huge tower, and the earth was way below us, and this evil hand clutched the earth in its red scaly hand and said, there is no goodness here. There's only me. And I was like, oh, whatever.
Good Lord.
Yes. No, it wasn't the Lord. It was the opposite of that.
Yeah, I was just commenting on how dark your dream went.
It was really, I have some disturbing dark dreams and they're not fun. So, it's bad times. That's for sure.
So what happened this week? I mean, there is obviously the Star Wars news.
Yes. What do you think of that? Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And of course that has, launched a million, morning boner jokes.
of course. You know what? I'm totally on board. The first thing I saw people start retweeting the Star Wars account saying, Star Wars The Force Awakens has finished principal photography. And I looked at that. I said, what in the world is Force Awakens? And then it hit me. They were announcing the name of the movie, and I freaked out.
Yeah, a lot of people freaked out. I don't know. I don't, the title's fine by me. I don't care either way. But maybe one of our listeners do. And what you need to do is call us, 785-727-1939. That's the Major Spoilers hotline. The phone line is open right now. We can add you to the call and get you talking, or Steven_Schleicher. Some people were asking, are we still taking Skype calls? Of course we are. That's what this show's about. You interacting with us, giving us your thoughts, your feedback. Again, sorry we're not on Alpha Geek Radio this week. It's all because of this stupid butt. I even upgraded my butt. My old one had a crack in it, and it's still not working. So there you go. But
did you clean your crack in your butt?
Oh, that's what I should have cleaned my butt a little bit better.
Yeah,
no, I've cleaned up the config files. I've done everything. I have no idea why this thing is called butt, but that is what it's called. it's a butt. What is it? It's the butt live streamer. It's from SourceForge. A lot of people use it to send out to their live streams.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has got that weird name that gets everybody giggling and laughing and talking about butt jokes. Uh-oh, did I lose Zach? Who's this?
Hey, Steven, this is Rico.
Lawson. Yeah, how's it going, man?
Hey, I didn't know you wanted the weather. Sorry to hear that. Hope you're feeling better.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Let me see if I can what? Add you into the hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on hold. What happened here? I don't know. What the heck? Oh no, I hung up on Zach. Let's try this. There we go. You're on. Let me add Zach back in here. I don't know why that happened. That shouldn't have happened. So what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I've been catching up on podcasts. I went back and listened to an old Transmetropolitan discussion you guys had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to go back in time and to hear the point of view on certain things that you guys had.
Definitely. Yep.
I'm also looking at you on YouTube right now, and I see the Batman 66 because I ordered that.
Where do you see Batman 66?
Well, yeah, this week, your call, special guest, Batman.
Oh, you're talking about
on the website.
Batman 66, the brand new remastered Blu-ray DVD that arrived today from Warner Brothers. This is a limited edition.
Yes.
This is 48,998 of 95,000, so I'm kind of right there in the middle of everything.
Well, I ordered that, of course, through the Amazon link and made this
point. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Always order my stuff through there, and I'm looking forward to watching that Adam West and actually watching the extras because reading it, there's a lot of interviews with Adam West and other characters that were on the show, so I think that's going to be interesting. To see,
definitely,
and to see it uncut because I only saw it cut. You know, I never saw it original.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun as well. Yeah, I'm watching you show the about. You got yours. Mine should be in the mail. I think it officially comes out on the 9th. They sent this.
And the other cool thing is this has been remastered. We had a video up on the site earlier this week that had the comparison of what it looked like originally and then what it looks like all cleaned up. And it is phenomenal how good the cleanup is and how much more dramatic the show looks once they've cleaned it up quite a bit. So I was super surprised that this arrived today. FedEx drove up right as I was about to sit down and eat lunch. And I was like, well, what is this heavy box? Mm-hmm. Opened it up. It was Batman. So there you go.
Well, maybe when I get home, I'll be surprised too. Russ, you know, I listen to you, and I think you're more private in terms of working, and I'm grinding on the job. You know, I'm a little older than you guys, and I'm a little closer to retirement, and it's looking too good, and I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah, I understand that.
So finally Friday in so many ways. I didn't get a chance to give you guys any voice overs for your 600th.
Well, keep sending them in. There's still time.
Well, part of the reason is I don't like the sound of my voice.
Oh, but that's okay.
Oh, come on.
No. I've heard other podcasts and people comment that they don't like the sound of their voice, and it's just a natural thing because how we sound and how we hear ourselves are two different things.
Right.
So, but on the comic side, I'm going to be reading Axis. You know, I'm an Avengers. I'm more Avengers than I am X-Men, so I'm curious to see how they're going to tie the two together. And I normally get my books once a month by a mail order, so it'll be a while before I get them.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's good to hear you guys are back finally Friday. I thought it was going to be finally every other Friday.
Well, I mean, it would have been. I've just been, like, last Friday, of course, was Halloween. I figured we weren't going to have one then, but the week before, I forget what was going on, some technology issues or something. Last week we weren't on not only because of Halloween, but because I was sick. And even today I was debating whether to go on because I knew I'd just be coughing. So fortunately Zach got off work and, was able to jump on board with this as well. So
you sound pretty good.
Yeah, I do, but it's just the constant coughing to the point where it feels like half my head's going to blow out the side.
Well, I'm a good, 2,000 miles from you, and my wife is also, she's been coughing for weeks.
Yeah, it's
pretty
bad.
She gave it to me for a minute, but I mix up some stuff. I'll email you my concoction.
Okay. I think my wife has been trying to get me to take honey with cinnamon in it. We've had a little bit of that. That doesn't seem to work. These Mucinex doesn't seem to work. Placebo drugs that the doctor gave me don't seem to work.
Okay, I'm going to email you as soon as I get off the phone.
Okay, all right.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks for calling, man. Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Sorry, Zach. I don't know why you got dumped off there.
You know, sometimes Skype just isn't like, just doesn't like me. It's got
look
a personal
that.
Grudge.
That box set.
Personal
look
grudge.
That box set, Zach.
What am I looking at? Hold on. I got to get my thing up. What am I looking at? I don't see anything.
Batman 66. Oh, you know what? Because I don't have my...
I don't have your camera on.
I don't have my camera on. Digital HD with ultraviolet. Watch it anywhere. 120 original broadcast episodes on Blu-ray. Remastered in HD. Highly collectible premiums. There's a Hot Wheel replica Batmobile in there. I don't know if
oh,
you guys
sweet.
Can see that. There it is, right there. And what else does it have? It has the Adam West scrapbook, 44 vintage trading cards, and 32-page complete episode guide. So that is in this. This is out next week from Warner Brothers. I think they sent it to me because they wanted me to talk about it.
That.
Thank goodness it came today because we can talk about it on Finally Friday. And I know what I'm going to do on a couple of weekends. Probably not this weekend because the boy is done with soccer.
Yeah.
And now we started into basketball.
Already?
Yeah. In fact, basketball. He had to miss the first basketball practice because he was doing his final soccer game at the same time.
What the heck?
And he couldn't do both. So we said, you're going to go do soccer. He scored an awesome goal, even though his team lost. He did one of those sliding kicks where he knocked it in. He was pretty proud of himself. Yeah,
nice.
He was doing good. So we'll see how he does in basketball. He just doesn't have the height for basketball, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But he goes out, interacts with other people, plays, those kinds of things. And then tomorrow afternoon, after basketball's done, Big Hero 6.
Oh, baby. Taking the whole family?
What do you think? I think so. When I said it, the youngest was really upset that he couldn't go at first. When I said, Mason, you want to go with me and go see Big Hero 6? He was like, I want to go, and started screaming and crying. And I was like, well, the last time we took you to How to Train Your Dragon 2, he caused all sorts of problems. But that was before the summer, and at daycare they went to the movies every week.
Oh, right.
And I was told he was a lot better then, so we're going to try it again. See if he makes it through Big Hero 6. I'm thinking he will because it's cartoons and he loves Frozen. So
okay.
Disney, Pixar, all of that stuff should be okay.
Oh yeah.
So I'm hoping he'll do okay.
Yeah. No, that'll be fine. It looks like a good movie. I mean, it's gotten some pretty good reviews. I totally want to go see it.
When are you going to go see it?
I don't know. I might get a sneak in a movie or two this weekend. And I have to watch, let's see, we're watching the kid for the Decon film next week.
Yeah, that's not a super long movie.
It's not.
It's
right, well, I got to watch that and then, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So that.
It'll make you cry.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. That's what I've heard both about Big Hero 6 and Interstellar. Big tearjerkers, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember. Some comic creator went and saw Big Hero 6, I think, last night and said it was a lot of tears. And then, Brian Brushwood went and saw Interstellar last night with his daughter, and he said he cried the whole time.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Who knows?
Let's see. We got here. It's probably expensive. I don't know what this. Oh, wait. There's something that says press here. What is this? I didn't even see this.
Yes.
Oh. There you go, man. Oh, this is going to get a lot of fun time at the house.
Oh,
well,
geez.
I got to find out what time it is tomorrow. Maybe you can slip away and go with us.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. Send me a text. Something.
I'll let you know what exact time we're going.
Okay.
Did you go see St. Vincent?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
No,
is it still going to be playing this week?
Let me check. I would imagine it's probably still here because, not much is coming in, and I don't think they're kicking anything. Nope, still here. If it's a theater day, it'll be here all week.
All right, good, excellent. 785-727-1939, that is the number that you want to call to chat with us. Let us know what your thoughts are about Star Wars, if you are interested in getting this Batman 66 complete set. If you've already ordered it, great. If you used our Amazon link, even better. Thank you so much. I'm waiting for the great Nate O to call in. I'm sure he will call in at some point today, although he may be out driving around. That's probably he's wanting to listen on Alpha Geek Radio, but I wanted to talk to him about some stuff. I'm sure we'll get a few more people calling in as well. What do you think of this Too Many Cooks? Did you watch that yet?
I did. I watched it this afternoon. It is, man, that was funny. It's like a parody to the absurd level.
Yes.
I guess to spoil it a little bit, I mean, you kind of think, when I was watching it at least, that they're just kind of parodying, and they're just going to be this big parody of opening sequences and not ever do anything else.
Right.
And then they finally actually get to the show.
And oh, yeah, yeah. At the very, very end. But it's, it is just like super bizarre throughout the entire piece.
I mean,
you go in for about 5 minutes and then it just kind of flips into something very demented and very weird. And it keeps getting more and more demented and weird as the piece goes on. And you really have to go to the end of the full 12 minutes, to the very last frame of the video, in order for the biggest payoff to happen.
Yeah, because I saw it. So it was floating around, you know, like yesterday, and I didn't know what it was. And so I watched a few, like, I don't know, probably like a minute of it. And so then I just started clicking around, trying to figure out what this whole deal was about. And you can't do that because I jumped to the zombie part, and then I jumped to the person was just the words of the names. It's like, if you just jump around, it's going to be even way more confusing.
Yeah, definitely check it out. We have it up on the Major Spoilers website right now. And it is crazy town. I was told, just sit down and watch it. It will melt your mind. And I was like, okay, I've got 15 minutes. I will walk through this, see what it is. And by the end, I was just like, oh my God, that was the best thing I've seen all day today.
Yeah.
Except for, might have been the best thing that I've seen all day, except Lego came out with a brand new video, Zach.
Did they announce winners?
They announced two sets for the spring, or at least two sets that they have right now. Mm-hmm. The Big Bang Theory is getting it from Lego Ideas, and then something with birds. It's these like
birds,
sculpted birds out of Lego, and they're detailed and everything.
Those.
The Bird Project, I think, is what it's called. Now,
you remember seeing those now?
The two people were kind of upset that didn't get made, or that people were hoping to get made as part of this Lego Ideas, were the Doctor Who sets.
Right.
One is just called Doctor Who. The other one is Doctor Who and the Companions, and it's got several Doctor Who incarnations, as well as several companions, as well as some bad guys like the Weeping Angels and Cybermen and that kind of stuff. At the end of the video, they did say that, hey, we're still looking at these Doctor Who sets. So instead of set, there may be multiple sets that come out later this year. But right now we're for sure announcing the mini Big Bang Theory and the Bird Projects.
Interesting. That's interesting. I haven't watched the video from Lego yet.
Yeah, you should.
But it's interesting that they're still, because I mean, maybe that is a hint of just a full line of Doctor Who and not just building off of taking the ideas from the Lego Ideas website and then just doing a full line of them. So they have the license.
Right.
Why not, I guess.
Yeah, they definitely do. So I think it's worth checking out.
A Lego Mindstorms Dalek and make
that'd
fight
be awesome.
your R2-D2.
That may be what they're working on. Hi, who's this? Who's this on the line?
Hi, in the bar.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi, long time to speak.
Yeah.
Are we on any topic for the program?
Yep, any topic. You guys get to pick the topic and we go that way.
Great. Excellent. Might have already covered this at some point. I just wanted to get your thoughts about DC's announcement that they were going to keep their television and movie universes separate. I wanted to get your feelings on that from a creative and a marketing standpoint to see if you thought that was a good direction for them or not.
Well, it's definitely one that they are taking the stand on. We talked about this on the Major Spoilers podcast a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, on the one hand, it's really nice because they can let the movie properties move in their own direction and they can keep the TV properties and develop new properties and find different actors without getting mired down in contracts and SAG-AFTRA agreements and those kinds of things. If a TV show fails, then that's okay, and it may not impact the rest of the universe. Plus, I think for them at this point, saying that they're keeping the two separate is really a good idea so that people don't continue to say, oh, well, you're just doing what Marvel did, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I think it was Jeff Johns, right, Zach?
Yeah, you would have said it.
He said that It's not out of the realm of possibility that the two universes could cross over, that the TV universe and the movie universe could cross over. And when you think about it, there are a bunch of different universes going on right now. You've got the CW universe, which is right now Arrow and the Flash. You've got the old CW universe, pre-Arrow, which was Smallville. You've got NBC's Constantine. You may have the TNT's Teen Titans. And then, of course, you have the movie universe. What's really interesting... What's that? Oh, and Gotham. Gotham, and yeah, Gotham is over there as well. Yes. Yeah, that's a totally separate... Yeah, that's a whole separate one as well. The thing that makes it most interesting is if you have been watching The Flash, they keep referring to the crisis event at the end of a lot of episodes. So it may be, and this is my hope, I don't know what you think, that DC may flip everybody around and say, hey, all these universes, yes, they're separate, but they coexist in a multiverse and we can't have crossovers between the two. I don't know. Zach, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I am glad they're going in this direction. It was just throwing out the idea that the multiverse is possible, but not tying them down to make all their storylines agree in different formats. Because, I mean, we see it now in like comics where everything is connected and they have to try to appease continuity and events have to cross over in separate titles instead of just allowing creators to tell their own story without having to consider 15 other books that are being published right now. So now the creators of the movies and of the television shows can go out on their own stories and tell a character like they want to tell it without trying to make it fit into other people's stories.
Yep.
Right. There has often been a bit of an editorial mess in the comics with that thing. Marvel, you know, so far with Marvel Studios, they seem to have had everything very finely scripted to tie together specifically, and that's worked out really well for them. I don't think they should be as concerned about being compared to Marvel. I think DC should simply produce the product that they think best and go with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're going to do, but unfortunately, they're always going to be at this point compared to Marvel.
Yeah. And absolutely. I mean, and the way that Marvel has been doing things with their movies and then with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I mean, when you look at the first season, people talk about how that there was so many filler episodes because they had to fill time between movies come out so they could get plot points put in the show. And so, I mean,
right,
it helps
they were
now
on the back burner until Winter Soldier.
Absolutely. Right. And then things picked up. And so, I mean, it's kind of a disservice to the show because people think, oh, this show's bad. And then they have to get the help of a giant movie release to actually put them back into an interesting story place. And you don't really want to do that when you have movies releasing, I mean, two times a year, and you just leave a show out to dry between those.
Right. Yeah, those are all valid points. I do think that just from a marketing standpoint, though, that, you know, they have a lot of built-in marketing with their television shows already, because I could only imagine a Justice League movie where, you know, Batman's about ready to get taken out from behind and then suddenly is, you know, struck by the proverbial arrow. You know, to the foe, and then you cut in there Stephen Amell. There's going to be a lot of fangirl squeeing about that. You know, it definitely has some pros and cons on both sides of it.
Sure.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. So, yeah, yep. I'm interested to hear that. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, man. And long time no see. Hopefully we'll see you more around on the site.
Yeah, well, if you ever get your forum started back up, you might see me again. So, good
luck. Right, man. All right.
See ya.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, hung up on him. Oh, and now I've cropped Zach out of the picture. I was trying to crop it so people's phone numbers don't pop up there, but that didn't work out quite right. Let's see if I can fix this. There's Zach's top of head. Not much of Zach's head. There you go. And we'll just squishy up some of the bottom.
Squish me!
And there we go. So about the forums. So I took them offline because we've been having a lot of overload with the servers. We've also been having an incredible amount of spam hitting the servers. In fact, when we look at our spam filter, in June, we probably had 100,000 pieces of spam come through just on the main site. And then, of course, you know, probably 20 or 30 a day on the forums of spam.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, our spam filter is catching a lot of it. On the forums, it wasn't catching as much, even with the built-in systems. But then when we, and it was about that way until about August, then it kind of doubled in August. And then in September, it doubled again. And then in October, it was like septuple. We had almost a million pieces of spam come in and hit our site in September. And a lot of you will notice that the site performance started to slow down, that the site would crash multiple times. It's still crashing here and there. And it's only because we're getting hit with, I don't know where it's coming from, but spam and I want to say hackers. There's some suspicious activity, but it's been a pain in the butt. So one of the things that I had to do was take the forums offline because that was one of the sources of some of the slowdown with the site. So will the forums come back? I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of activity going on in the forums to begin with, maybe one or two posts a day. So it wasn't as active as the comment section over at Major Spoilers is. So will it come back? I don't know. It just depends on what kind of demand there is for it. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Nato. How you guys doing?
Hey, Nate. I'm glad that you called. I've got something here that you sent last week. I don't know, because I was going to do two things. I was going to do one or two things.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole bunch of videos that I have yet to edit, and there's a bunch of videos that Zach was going to come help me shoot, except that I got sick.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to catch this nasty virus. So one of them I was going to do was an unboxing last week, because the day that you sent that tweet, or the day after you sent that tweet, the package arrived. So it's literally been sitting here boxed up for a week. And I said, well, the next time I do a Finally Friday, I'm going to open this when Nate calls. So I hope this is safe to open live.
Oh yeah, there's
So what's on your mind this week, Nate?
If it was alive, it'd be dead already anyway, so you're fine.
How did the election process go in Florida?
Oh, not bad. It was my first time as a clerk was busy. We had probably about a 30% turnout.
Oh, really? We had about, I think, what was it here in Ellis County? Was it 30 or 50? Zach, you remember?
I never saw a figure about that.
So it was a steady flow of people. So it was good. So, the election went well, and just been a crazy busy week with work and school PTA stuff. And then today's my wife's birthday, so we're going to do Taekwondo and then go out to dinner.
Excellent.
Cool.
So,
well, happy birthday to her.
Yes.
So the first thing is this Guardians of the Galaxy poster, which is very cool.
Nice.
I like that a lot. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That is
an extra
very
one,
cool.
So.
And then there's another package here. I don't know what's going on with it. What do you think of the Star Wars title?
I kind of like it. I think that's... no one knows how it's going about, but it almost seems like they're like going to be jumping from planet to planet trying to find people, or, you know, the Force is going to be, you know, calling out and then kind of say, hey, look, here's a Jedi person, go train them.
Yeah. I mean, it seems more reminiscent of like A New Hope than A Phantom Menace does, if you want to compare it to the prequels.
Yeah, it feels like the beginning of the hero's journey again. So
yeah,
but yeah, I like the title. I think it's nice. It's simple. It's not too like, you know, oh my god, you know,
right?
This Thursday, it seems good.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels very Star Wars. It doesn't feel like it's trying to be anything else than what Star Wars is, and it's movies with not the best titles, I don't think, but that's
fine. But. But I'm really we're gonna try to go see Big Hero 6. I know you guys were talking about that. My wife and everyone is really wanting to go see that. So the whole family is definitely on board to go see that. So that should be fun.
Very cool. Well, so there's some Pepsi bumper stickers here, which are cool. And then there is the DC Comics Superheroes Lego comic book. So that's very cool. And then, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a big event at Toys R Us. And the big Toys R Us Lego event was build a Batman spotlight out of Lego. And guess what Nate sent me?
What?
I got to put it together. But thank you, man. This is really cool.
Yeah.
This
no
has
problem.
Made my day. This did make my
day. There you go.
So thank you. You're such a great fan. This is a, you know, there used to be a, we used to have a number one fan. at Major Spoilers. And he's got busy in college and got busy with his own life and all that good stuff. And we wish him well and all that good stuff. But today, I'm removing that title from him, and I'm giving you officially the title of number one Major Spoilers fan. So there you go. For all you do, you are the Major Spoilers number one fan.
Awesome. Thank you. The pleasure is all yours.
Yes, a nice Halloween costume, by the way.
Oh yeah, did you like that?
Yes, I did.
The funny thing was is that tag that was on there. It was a bad picture, but that tag, someone drew that by hand.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's a lady at my wife's work, and she's just insanely good at art. So by freehand, just boom, I can draw anything. So she's really good. So she was nice enough to put that together for me, but that's cool. But actually, I've been listening to some Zach on film. Zach, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
About filmmaking. When you do a film or whatever, are you going to go try like the traditional, well, not traditional, but which route for the score, the music would you go? Would you go with like music that was already there and like pop music and kind of like throw music that's in line with what you're trying to tell? Or would you try to do original scores and just different music or find something like that?
That's interesting. I mean, I guess it all really depend on the project and what you're really going for. I've heard some, I mean, just talking about like Guardians of the Galaxy and how they used music in that. I've watched some films that have used like just covers of pop songs. And I think it was really interesting. It brings like a new, dynamic to the film where it's like this other kind of angle into what the movie's trying to say, which is interesting. But really, if I was ever like, now we must make the score of the film and I get to say what it is, it'd probably just be minimalistic and stuff. I kind of like low soundtracks, not driving the emotion of the film, kind of.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen a movie that just uses all covers for a soundtrack. I think that'd be really interesting.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But those weren't all just covers, though.
They weren't covers. Those were the originals. Yeah, those were the originals.
Yeah, those were just originals.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting.
Maybe somebody should go... Brian Ibbett over at Coverville had a whole episode of the Guardians of the Galaxy mixed track. And he played all those on the show. So maybe, Zach, you should go back in.
Go back and edit.
And take those songs and re-edit Guardians of the Galaxy
to
include those cover songs.
Well,
one movie, Zach, you and I tweeted back and forth was Pitch Perfect. That's pretty much entirely covers of all songs.
Oh, yeah. Good point. That's even a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing about that movie is that movie really works with people breaking out in song.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
That's the only movie I've ever seen that's like, okay, it makes sense that in the middle of this craziness, they're just singing.
Yes. No, that movie totally makes it work, because any other thing, it's just, well, how in the world are these people singing the same song at the same time? I mean, there's a certain suspension of disbelief when it comes to a musical. But when you do it in that a cappella style, when they're all just singing well-known songs already, it totally makes more sense.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And are you excited about the second one they're making?
Yeah, I thought that first one was really funny. I'm down with the second one.
Yeah, that first one was pretty much. We actually were like, "Oh, what is this? This is stupid." And then my wife thought, she's like, "Oh my god, you have to watch this!"
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, I'm like, I was hooked.
Yeah,
it was good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
So, well, that's pretty much it. I got a long weekend. I got to work the next two Sundays doing projects. So that should be fun.
All right, man. Well, thank you for calling in, and thanks for sending this cool stuff our way.
Yeah, anytime. I anytime I see something cool, unfortunately I don't have too many cool people around me like I am. So, you know, I have to spread the wealth.
All right, man. Well, you have a great weekend.
You too.
See you
feel better.
Oh, there, I got it off the air there. Yes, trying to. The great NATO, ladies and gentlemen, the Major Spoilers number one fan. Newly crowned number one fan.
It's an exciting day.
Yes, it is. It's always an exciting day when we get to crown new number one fans and get to hear from people who haven't been on the site in forever and a day. Good. I think Navarre hasn't even been around since before you started on the podcast, Zach. So
Navarre, yeah.
There you go. What else is going on? I see Jason. Let me see if Jason is even around. I don't know if he's on the Skype. What does the open circle mean? Not online?
I don't know.
Nah, he's not online. And let's try Ashley.
No.
He's also not online.
It's like green things.
Yeah. Way to go, you guys.
Ugh.
Man. That is okay. We will continue for a few more minutes. We got about 10 minutes left, 15 minutes left before we got to wrap this up because I still have kids to pick up, mouths to feed.
Oh, no.
All that good stuff. You've got time, 785-727-1939, or call the Skype line, Steven_Schleicher. That's the one that you want to call. I think I'm going to tweak this around so that I get a better screen next time for you guys. I don't know. Still playing with this. I like this setup a little bit better. Actually, the setup that I love the most is the one that we had for our VIP chats.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, I like those. If you guys who are VIP Gold members who have joined us the last couple of months when Zach and I have been doing the live chat, we got it even this last month to where in October people were actually calling into the show and we were chatting with them. It worked out really, really well. I was really excited about that. So as we continue to finagle and mix this up, I think we'll continue and improve these episodes. The biggest hang up right now, Wirecast. Ever since I upgraded to the new operating system, Wirecast has just been the finickiest thing that could ever happen, and it's driving me insane. And of course, if they do fix the problems that they're having, they're going to charge us for it, just like they did with the new ScreenFlow 5.0.
Oh, sure.
So, all right. So, who do we have on? Slag Lantern, Fabian, all the way from Germany, right?
Yeah, good old Germany.
Goes it over there? Is it cold yet?
Oh, it's cold and it's wet. Haven't turned on the heaters yet, but it's getting colder.
Yeah, it's supposed to get really cold next week for us.
Aubrey was cold this week, and I had to turn the heater on.
Yeah, ours has been on a couple times.
Yeah,
I'm not. So what's going on? Off the weather report. I don't really care for the weather report, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
It's too bad. I'm just getting the last 10 minutes each time, just squeezing in for this call all the time.
That's okay.
Because I'm watching with a colleague of mine the German version of The Voice. So, The Voice of Germany.
Oh.
Very cool.
That's cool. That's the only casting show I really enjoy.
You know, that actually is a good one. Even over here in the States, that's probably the only one I'd actually ever watch.
Yeah. We have international stars on the panel, it's kind of fun. Raymond, I don't know if you know his music. No,
I think so.
But the guy from Some Kind of Avenue... I'm really bad at bands.
Me too.
Sunrise Avenue, that's a band, right?
I don't know, maybe. Sounds like a good band name.
Yeah. I really don't know what you guys get to listen to in the US, so...
Sunrise Avenue is definitely a band. Nailed it.
Yeah, it's a Finnish band, and... that guy, Samu, is on the German panel, and I'm pretty sure Ray has, he's an Irish guy, I think, has been on the Billboard charts at one time or another. I really don't know.
Huh.
But
that's cool.
Yeah, it's great, but I miss almost all of the show and have to go back and rewatch it after the fact. this show here, Finally Friday.
No, that's okay. No worries. We love it when you call in. I know that this time doesn't work for everybody in every time zone. Everybody out on the West Coast, like Jason Inman, who's working on some Honest Trailers, is pretty busy. But East Coast people are probably on their way home right now, and we are very appreciative of everybody who calls in when they can call in. So,
yeah, I've set my plans for Sunday to record the audio bits for Major Spoilers. And
oh, cool, excellent.
I hope I can get them to you Monday or some other time.
Okay,
but I'm really heck bent to do that. I really want to do that.
All right, definitely do it. Do it and send it. I'll be looking for it Monday.
Yeah. I'm trying to record something for my RPG group as well. I want to try to make something record my voice multiple times, one in a deep register and one. And get the conversation with myself to play for the players. I told you about that I play with them in the Critical Hit universe in Rodrigo's world-building world. And I wrote myself in a little corner already. And I need the Queen's Rebellious Daughter to get them out.
That's okay.
So I want to live talk the Queen's Rebellious Daughter part, and I want to have recorded some evil menace to talk with her.
Interesting. Excellent. That should be very interesting.
I hope it works. I really do. I tend to be kind of a pansy DM. I let my people talk a lot and can't get them to concentrate really much. And I need to work them better. So that's...
Crack the whip.
Yeah, I need to do that. I have to summon my inner cat and crack the whip.
There you go.
So, thanks a lot.
All right.
See you next week, I guess.
All right. Have a great weekend, man. Good luck on everything.
Thanks.
All right. Let me hang up there and let me answer here because this person's been trying to get in. Hi, who's this?
So, like, you guys sitting around with on your asses, nothing to do, and then, of course, when I call... That's when everybody starts calling in.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know if it's partly because of the delay with the live stream or what, Chris, but it seems like with everything, it takes people about 30 minutes or so to gear up into what's going on. Because even when we do the VIP chats, for about the first 20, 30 minutes, it's just us kind of shooting stuff back and forth. And then suddenly people start rolling in the last 20, 30 minutes of the event. With people calling left and right. So I'm glad you were able to get in today.
Sorry. I haven't even watched any of it except to see if you were doing it. I was taking a nap.
Taking a nap?
Nap.
I thought this is the time that you're heading off to job number two.
I am off to job number two. I left job number one because I was tired, so I went home to take a power nap.
There you go.
Got my shit and like snuck out of there. Fuck this, I'm going home. So, what's going on with you guys?
Well, I'm trying to get over this dang blasted cold, or whatever it is. It's not even a cold, it's like, I think it's Ebola. I don't have a sinus, no sinus headache, no temperature, occasionally chills, but that just could be because I'm getting old, and that happens to old people. But this cough is just persistent and will not go away, and it's driving me. It hurts so much to cough. I haven't had to do sit-ups in 2 weeks because this cough is working my abdominals. My whole body aches because of this. It feels like I've got a huge headache, and I have to go back into my email here and find out if this home remedy is going to cure me or not. But it sucks, and I hate it, and that's why we didn't have Finally Friday last week. So
yeah, I had the same thing going on actually, and I still coughing. That's been like 3 weeks.
Now this just hit me. Well, granted, I've got two young kids, and they bring the crap home from school.
Yeah, they
but,
do.
They have had, you know, the runny nose and the typical cold stuff. This is just bleh. So sorry for everybody who's had to watch that on the feed. What was the big comic book seller at the store this week?
I don't really even know. I don't think anybody was excited about anything this week.
Oh, really? I was excited about Gotham Academy too, but I haven't had a chance to read that yet.
I was excited about that. I was thrilled. I read that last night.
How good was it? Give me a tease. Is it really good?
It was really good still, but I didn't like it as much as the first issue.
Oh, that's too bad.
They seem to, this one, I don't know, they're trying to set up the story a little bit, but
yeah,
there wasn't as much interaction with... I can't even remember the main girl's name. And
Olive?
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Olive and Matt, you know? And that's what was awesome about the first issue, so... But the art's still killer, you know? So.
I love that Herschel art that is... Or Carl Kerschel, yeah. I love his art.
Oh, yeah, that art's awesome in that book.
Crazy. Well, Zach, you suck at Frogger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Honestly, I didn't even record the first time I played it, because the first time I played it, I didn't realize you were supposed to jump on the turtles. I thought, oh, okay. Keep avoiding things, and I kept jumping into the water and dying, and I was so upset. I had no idea what was going on.
See, that's the stuff you need to put up there, though.
I know, that's why.
I think the Zach plays, the ones where you just suck so bad at the game, like when you were playing that Rogue Legacy. So I think it was that one.
Rogue Legacy,
like,
yeah.
The first, like, 20 minutes of it, it was nothing but you, like, hitting the revive button because you just kept dying. And
yeah.
It was hilarious. And, like, the best thing, too, is you don't even take the time to, like, stop and try to, like, read the instructions to figure out what buttons you're supposed to do. If he would turn the ADD off, and, like, take the time to read something that might help a little bit. But no, you're 13 years old. Everything's
happening. Yeah.
You're no 80s gamer kid, that's for sure.
No. Those are interesting games. I love them. I don't know why I like them so much. I'm really bad at them. Like Binding of Isaac. I've been playing that still since I recorded, just to try to figure out how the frick to play that game. Still only on like the third floor. I think I got to the fourth floor once.
Yeah.
But it's crazy town.
Somebody had mentioned today on, I think on the latest post, hey Zach, why don't you play with somebody else on some of your games? Here's a little visual hint that's only for people on YouTube that will get to see this. Zach and I have been working on something, and we think that a future episode might feature this. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, anything else?
Possible.
Not really. I'm glad to see you received your Lego set.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Thank you. It's right here, actually.
Did you put it together?
Nope, because like I said, a couple weeks ago, I sat down and did four videos. Only one of them has been released yet because that was the one that I wanted to... that was the 1/6 scale Black Widow figure on the want list. I've got another want list episode and two Lego build videos that are done. One of them literally took 4 hours to build.
Oh my gosh.
In addition to the other stuff. And then, of course, I got sick right after that, so I haven't had a chance to edit those. And I was going to sit down last weekend, but I was sick. And I need to get this the Lego Scientist one.
I wish I could.
And a couple of other ones.
4 hour Lego build.
Oh, man, it was, well, I kind of got in trouble. I came upstairs, my wife was giving me the stink eye because the kids were in a foul mood, and I was down there all afternoon. putting Lego together, and it's like, but it's for our viewers.
So, yeah, that's a great excuse. I wish I could.
Yeah,
I'm just
waiting for the day that this cough goes away, because then I'm going to be sitting down and doing some more Lego videos. And of course, I can do them during the daytime too. But the last couple of weeks have been busy with in the afternoons, arguing with our internet service provider over whose fault it was that the site wasn't working, and that eats up. That eats up like 3 hours at a time every time I call them, because it's like then they have to put me on hold, then they have to go up me to their supervisor, and I have to yell at them for a while, and then I get to listen to apologies for a half hour, and it's crazy.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, no, not really. Not really. All right, man, well, you go, you have a good weekend, and we will talk with you soon, okay?
Oh, real quick, I'm sorry, I just remembered real quick, I was talking to some guys at the store who came in, and they started talking D&D, and of course, yeah. I go, if you listen to Critical Hit, and it was, oh my God, yeah, we totally listen to Critical Hit, it's awesome, and then another guy was like, I've heard about it, but I hear it's good, I'm like, and everybody just was thrilled, so just wanted to
good.
Let you know that.
Well, it's always good to get that kind of feedback.
Yeah, one guy, like, you guys taught him how to do 4E. He's still on 3.5, and you taught him how to play 4th edition. So
excellent. Well, good. Then the show has done what it set out to do.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know that. Sorry, forgot it.
All right, man. Nope, have a good weekend.
See
bye.
See you, Chris.
Bye. It's always good to hear from Chris.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up there, because I feel a coughing fit coming on.
Oh, no.
And it is coming. It is coming hard. So thank you, Zach, for sitting in this week again.
Oh, thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and viewing and watching and, most importantly, calling in. I know we're getting a bunch of regulars calling in, but that doesn't mean that you can't call in. Each and every week when we do this, we're going to try to make it more regular. Providing I'm not on death's door in the hospital next week. So be sure to call, be sure to chat. We're always happy to hear what you have to say and why you are glad that it's finally Friday, and we will talk with you real soon.